ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, you would be so bad at this.
I can't even imagine. What do you want, a chicken tender sub?
Leroy, you're not going to.
You sure you don't want that on a salad?
El Sigue. He continues.
He's unbelievable.
I could do it.
He's unbelievable.
I could do it.
I'm so sorry. I love you.
It's not that hard.
But you can't.
Okay. Y'all don't understand my
gifts. You don't understand.
I'm a people person.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
I'm a people person too.
No. Look at it. What are you talking about?
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan at toyotaofhollywood.com. The Hockey Hornet, David Dwork, joins us here. Of course, you can read his stuff at the Hockey News and, of course, watch, listen, consume his great program, The Hockey Show, with Roy Bellamy. Hello, Hockey Hornet. How are you?
Hello. Boys and girls, good to
What's
see
happening?
You all.
Let me ask you something,
Leroy?
Buddy. Hello. You think Leroy Horde, knowing him and his temperament.
Wait.
Hold on.
You said temperament. I don't have a temper.
I didn't say you had a temper.
But you're saying temper in it.
Whatever, dude.
Okay.
How do you think he would handle being the manager of a Publix deli?
Ooh, I mean, how would most people handle that? That's tough.
Dude.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Thank you so much, by the way.
What has more, what incites a riot more? People waiting for a deli sandwich, or you fumbling a ball on a football field and having those people yell at you?
It doesn't matter, dude. I'm not
it does matter.
My temperament
is such that I can handle somebody yelling at
this
me.
This isn't your place.
That doesn't bother.
You don't get
I'm
to just do that.
You, I'm a people person. I will have people stuff. On point.
Paul Maurice could run a good deli. Paul Maurice could run a
And I can't?
No.
I don't think so.
Dude. I'm telling you.
Paul Maurice.
Dude, first of all, food would be available. Okay? I said, hey. I asked the deli guy the other day, do you make the chicken after it runs out or do you prepare and have it ready when it's getting low? That's deli. That's deli. That's deli work.
That's deli. That's not a thing.
It is a thing.
David, he says he can fix the whole deli situation.
I can fix
in
it.
2 days.
2 days.
In 2 days.
Interesting, because my wife is literally at Publix right now getting me lunch from the deli, like just before we came.
Could
on
you imagine? Hey, Mrs. Hockey Hornet, what's up? What can I do for you?
Well, dude, I think it just comes down to management, right?
Like, right.
If you're gonna run a tight ship. Then,
thank you.
Then it should be.
Thank
fine.
You.
He can't run a
but
tight.
Yes,
ship.
I can. Are you
to
kidding
handle
me?
The crowd, because there gets such big crowds at those counters. You need like 7-8 people behind the
counter. Exactly.
So that way, people aren't waiting 5-10 minutes. That's a big part of efficient management.
Who would you prioritize, online orders or in person?
I would have one person, and here's what I would do, just to be fair to everybody involved. The online orders get made in the back. Because
there's no
I don't
back. It's right there. It's all out
off
the open.
Off to the side.
He's about to
right?
do a whole
Because here's why.
Thing.
Here's why. If I walk up to get a sandwich made and I see somebody not making my sandwich but making a sandwich, you know, right behind me, I'm going to be upset. So Have somebody, I would even put a sign there that says online orders,
they
right?
Have a sign.
And have one person making it right there so that everybody knows that that's online orders. That's all that person is going to do.
Now, what if the online order person calls out sick? What do you do then? Are you going to make the subs?
Oh, I can't do subs. I told you, there's a lot of things I can't do.
You can't make a
sub?
Huh? You can't make a sub. You can't put your hands in the meat.
No, I could put my hands on it, but I don't know how to make.
He doesn't like his meat and the Snickers touching.
No, I don't know how to make half of the sub.
Dude, how are you going to manage these people? They don't even, you don't even know how to make a sub.
Again, this is a quick last minute.
This is like Joe Philbin running a team before, and he didn't even do anything on offense. He just stood next to Aaron Rodgers. How you doing with the Dolphins, by the way, David? How you handling everything?
Wow.
Not well.
Yeah, you
do. I mean, I'm numb at this point. Like, I feel like I'm handling the season okay, but I feel like existentially, like, the mental rabbit holes that I find myself going down, it's new territory in my Dolphin fandom. Like, I've gotten to the point, and I feel like a lot of us have gotten to the point where we're over, at least for me, I'm over blaming a coach. I'm over blaming a GM. I'm looking at the Panthers, and I'm seeing how ownership made smart hires that then trickle down to make smart hires in personnel and hockey ops. And I'm saying that's what the Dolphins need to do. Simple. Just get somebody at the top to make smart decisions, and then it'll be okay. Like, we're getting mad about the same things over and over. The coach is bad. They're not making good draft picks. Like, these are surface level issues. We need to get deeper. We need to fix the core of the problem.
Right.
Did you guys see the other day? Did you see the other day that the Sharks coach came out and he had to put a statement out?
Oh my God.
The Sharks coach. Do you want to explain the statement? What happened with him? Which,
well, I mean, the Sharks. You know, they've been a bad team for a while. They're, you know, rough out of the gate, and their coach, you know, he was emotional after a loss, and he said something. It's not verbatim, but something along the lines of, "I would give one of my kids for a win at this point." And then he went home, and time passed, and then he put out a statement saying, "Of course I love my kids." I was just mad.
Do you want to know who runs the Sharks, Leroy?
Quinville.
Nope.
No, who?
That's the Ducks.
Ducks.
Chris Greer's brother.
Oh, that's right. God. And the world goes round and round.
Yep.
Oh, so, so let's talk about these Panthers. Is it just a road trip from hell? They're still trying to figure out how to match everybody up, and they keep losing guys as they're trying to do this. Or is it just, I don't know, hangover? Like all these things coming together at the same time, where they could probably deal with one or the other. They're having to deal with all of this plus a 5-game road trip.
Yeah, I think it's kind of become a perfect storm when you have all the top-level guys in terms of Barkov and Tkachuk. They can survive without them, but that's a lot of offense that you're taking away from your roster.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Then they go on this road trip. They lose another defenseman right before. They're already adjusting to new lines. Brad Marchand was saying at the beginning of the season, like, yeah, I'm having a good time playing on this first line with Carter Verhaeghe and Sam Bennett, but we've barely skated together.
Right.
And, you know, we're still learning as we go. So it doesn't, I mean, it's a little surprising to see them lose four games in a row and score four goals in those four games. Not quite as much when you think about who they're missing, but still, like, that the underlying stats, you know, I hate to be stat boy, but the underlying numbers say that they're going to be okay. The Panthers are last in the NHL right now in terms of goals above expected, meaning they are scoring on none of their chances, basically.
Right.
And they're still getting plenty of opportunities. Like Paul Maurice said the other night in Buffalo, they got shut out. They had 15 power play shots. Like that's
crazy.
Unheard of, right?
Yeah, 0 for 7 on the power play.
And then they go out and they make changes on the power play. They put your boy Anton Lundell up on the top unit with Maki Samoskevich. They go away from the two defensemen on the top unit that they've been doing since last year when Seth Jones and Aaron Ekblad were both healthy together. So, and this is what Paul Maurice does, right, boys? Like he uses the regular season to tinker and he doesn't freak out. And he's like, you know what? We're going to be a playoff team. We're going to be okay. Let me see how these guys do in these situations. Let me get these guys better acclimated. And look, to this point, it's worked. Every year at the playoffs, they hit the ground running and Paul Maurice knows all the right buttons to push. So for right now, it's still October. And yeah, they're under 500, which is, oh my God, the Panthers are under 500. They probably haven't been in, you know, a few years. Like I haven't looked that up, but I'm guessing it would be pretty easy to find out. I'm not really worried at this point. But talk to me like in a month. And if they're still hovering around under 500 and having trouble finding offense and the right buttons aren't getting pushed at that point, then maybe we can start analyzing a bit more. But right now, as you said, it's they're missing guys. They're on this crazy road trip. Let's just let Paul Maurice do his thing and let's see how it plays out over the next couple weeks.
Is there something with that you're noticing at all with just no Barkov that's like, that's been tough to make up so far? Like, is there any elements of that? Just no Barky? Because I like the Tkachuk thing, they kind of were used to last year. You knew Tkachuk was going to show up and put the cape on in the playoffs when he had to. But man, Barkov's been such a fabric of the team. So like, is there anything that they're missing the most from not having their captain?
I think for me, when Barkov is out of the lineup or even like Sam Bennett is out of the lineup, it's the stability of the lines and the consistency that they can attack you that changes. When the centers are out, the lines all kind of get a little funky and that changes things with the Panthers, especially because they're so five-man oriented in terms of the way that they defend and the way that they attack. When you take Barkov out of the lineup, suddenly you don't have basically two lines that are just elite coming at you. And this is no knock on anybody else. Like, and they're in the playoffs last year, that Anton Lundell line was basically a top line. So they had three lines, nine guys that could just, like, it's elite type hockey. So removing Tkachuk, that's a little bit more, you can mitigate that with, he's on the wing, he's a scoring guy, he plays the tough hockey. They've got guys that can do that. With Barkov, there's just, take away the fact that he plays all situations, that he's a 200-foot guy. The way that the lines just get a little funky compared to how they look when he's in the lineup or when Bennett's in the lineup, it for me, that's the biggest difference, is just how much the lines can change and how they just don't look quite as consistently aggressive as when they're at full strength.
Do you feel like a game like tonight, Marchand having his first game back in Boston, you feel like, you know, Paul Maurice talks about, like, hey, sometimes there's games that you got to just get through the monotony of a regular season. It could be like a tall task. Do you feel like an emotional game like tonight can jolt them a little bit?
I think it depends on how they're handling it in the room. Like, if the Panthers are treating it like it's any other game and not like it's, you know, the Marchand's back in Boston, the attention's been all on him, the press conferences, everything. Like, if they want to embrace that, then certainly that can be a motivational tool. So I think it just depends on whether Paul Maurice is going to utilize that or whether he's going to approach this as, nope, this is game five on our road trip. We're in Boston. It's a team that we've had, you know, just from the X's and O's standpoint. So if that's something that he wants to play, if that's a card he wants to play for game number 8, I believe this is, of the regular season, cool. He also may want to let his guys just work their way through this on their own, handle the situation. He's talked a lot about how he lets his guys kind of run the bench a lot, and the team kind of runs itself. So I could see it going a couple of different ways. But I am pretty excited just to see how Marchand himself handles the situation, just being the guy that he is, and with all the history, obviously, that he has in Boston. So I'm very excited just to watch tonight's game and to see how all that plays out.
If Leroy could pick two Panthers to be on his Publix deli line, who do you think he should have to make sandwiches?
Itu Lusterainen is first off my Vince. Like that's the and like Mikola, just because he's really big. Like, and those guys,
you're saying I'm gonna need some backup.
No, Mikola is definitely eating cold cuts while on the job. There's no way.
Well, who isn't? Why would anybody take that job if you're not eating? Like, are you kidding me?
That lemon pepper boarhead.
Come on, I'm absolutely.
I could do it.
I don't think you could, dude. I'm sorry.
Why not?
I just think that
I'm a people person. I know how to get people in the right position.
All right.
Like, I don't understand why
you're not Deli Paul Maurice. You're just not.
Are we talking like a Brothers Barbecue advertising campaign type of thing where you're like slapping relatives and
not at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
You're not a mascot. You got to actually run the system.
Yeah. Okay.
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 I don't know about that, dude.
Like no. Okay. I got it.
All the best ones got their hands dirty.
Yep.
Long John Silver, Colonel Sanders, they all got in there.
I don't see many Long John Silvers anymore. Is there still that one in Pompano?
In the hood. They're all in the hood.
I think there's one in Kendall.
Right?
Is there?
No, I think the one in Kendall closed.
Oh, did it?
Years ago.
I know there's one on Broward Boulevard.
It was actually where I used to work, right in the same shopping center as Publix.
I remember in Pompano.
I remember when that was all new.
How'd that go for you?
Now they closed it?
Couldn't do it. Couldn't cut it.
Is Long John
nothing like I could.
Is Long John Silver's fish sticks?
For 9 years.
Is that what it's famous for?
Fish sticks,
no,
fish
like
platters,
fish fillets, shrimp, like seafood, hush puppies.
Ooh, I like a hush puppy.
Can I just say
I haven't had Long John Silver in like good 10, 15 years. Now that I'm like in my 40s, could I eat fast food fish?
I don't know.
No, that's
a risk.
That's what I'm saying. I'm a little reluctant to get drive through fried shrimp.
That's why it's no longer available to us.
That just sounds like
it's a gamble.
Yeah, let me get a six.
It seemed so much more appealing when I was like 22.
All right, go follow David Dwork's work at the Hockey News and go check out the Hockey Show. Him and Roy Bellamy do a fantastic job covering your Panthers, Cats, and Bruins tonight right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you next time.
Be well, guys. Good to talk to you.
Take a break. Back after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.